Now today's top federal headlines. Federal contractors paid more than $1 billion in fiscal 2015 to settle False Claims Act allegations in lawsuits. The Justice Department is reporting payments from contractors made up a large portion of the more than $3.5 billion in overall recoveries last year. The largest portion of the recoveries came from the healthcare industry, paying $1.9 billion in fines. This is the fourth year in a row Justice recovered more than $3.5 billion in False Claims Act efforts. Another way contractors will have to dish out more dough, DOD, GSA, and NASA are finalizing the rule establishing a minimum wage for contractors. It will implement the executive order issued last year saying contractors must pay workers a minimum wage of $10.10 an hour. That amount can be increased by the Secretary of Labor using measurements like the Consumer Price Index to determine how high it should be. Veterans Affairs manages to make a bad situation worse. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Veterans Affairs officials say they botched disciplinary proceedings against two senior executives who had misused the hiring and promotion system for their personal benefit and ran up hundreds of thousands of dollars in relocation expenses. VA says it failed to provide Diana Rubens and Kimberly Graves with all the paperwork to which they were entitled. In a statement, the department says it will start the disciplinary proceedings all over again. I'm Tom Temin.
The current military personnel system doesn't give military and civilian defense employees enough flexibility in their careers. Several defense experts testified for the Senate Armed Services Committee, saying the decades-old Defense Officers Personnel Management Act is holding DOD back from making major changes. Committee Chairman John McCain says he'll continue to push his committee to come up with some kind of bipartisan reform to the personnel system. Meanwhile, military officials are telling Congress how low funds are compromising infrastructure modernization and jeopardizing future military readiness. Top infrastructure officials in the Army and Marine Corps say the military has put off future investments in training ranges and barracks to focus on current operations. As a result, required training is being delayed and facilities will not be upgraded for at least 20 years. Defense Secretary Ash Carter orders the military services to open all of their positions to women, no exceptions. More now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Carter telegraphed his position on the matter well in advance, telling numerous audiences that it would be silly to exclude half the American population from military jobs just because of their gender. But Thursday's announcement overruled a recommendation from the Marine Corps, where tests of gender-integrated units found them to be more prone to injuries and slower to perform tasks in combat. Carter says those problems can be overcome in the implementation process, which starts 30 days from now. Overall, 214,000 military jobs will open up to women across more than 50 occupational specialties. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
The Navy releases its new Mobile Operation Security app designed to make annual training requirements more accessible to sailors. They will be able to complete required training on the OPSEC app and also access related resources and policies. Family members may also access the information and complete the training if they desire. DHS is investing millions of dollars in securing the Internet of Things. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
The Homeland Security Department's Science and Technology Directorate awarded $7.8 million to five organizations to figure out how best to defend against attacks on cyber-physical systems. The awards will address inherent weaknesses and strengthen cyber defenses in the areas of automotive security, building control systems, and medical device security. In the area of building control systems, for example, the goal is to develop early warning systems and stronger architectures to enforce security and safety requirements. I'm Jason Miller.
FBI Director James Comey names Randall Coleman as Executive Assistant Director of the Criminal Cyber Response and Services Branch at FBI headquarters. He will oversee all FBI criminal and cyber investigations worldwide, international operations, critical incident response, and victim assistance. Coleman most recently served as Assistant Director of the Counterintelligence Division starting back in April 2014. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.